welcome and hopefully welcome back. This is Domain Day from CheapWineFighter.com. And three times a week, we write up a wine on the CheapWineFinder.com website. And then we're done writing it. We plug in the microphone and we talk about it. Because there's always something to say. Sometimes talking about wine's half the fun. What do we have today? We have a wine from Aldi. It's one of their specially selected wines. They have 10 wines from different countries. And they're all a little bit different, and they're a little bit more expensive than the usual Aldi one. This one's $14.99. I think the least expensive one's $9. Not expensive, expensive. But $14.99 is out of Aldi's usual comfort zone, except for their something that comes out in December of every year is their champagne. That's usually $19.99, and it's excellent. Don't sleep on that one, just because it's that time of year is coming up. So what we have here is a Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon. And the same people who made this made Trader Joe's Diamond Reserve Oakville Cabernet Sauvignon last year, which was excellent. This one's not up to that standards, but it's $5 cheaper. Took a sip. This one opens up in the glass really nicely. It's rounding off really smoothly. It's not one of those really vibrant jump out of the glass kind of wines, but it's just kind of a smooth and sleek, good flavors. You know, not a whole lot of depth, nothing to surprise you or anything, but it's just a good tasting wine. And a Napa wine always tastes a little bit different. You know, you can always tell Napa from, well, not always, but you can typically tell from a Sonoma or a Paso Robles. There is a style up that way. And we're here, we don't know where exactly the grapes came from or came from whoever. I mean, it could come from several areas, and not all Napa growing regions are equal. You know, some are better than others, and there's some newer Napa AVAs, which the old school Napa people are not happy with at all, because it's in a place where they never grow grapes, but, you know, and we don't know where any of these come from. So that's it with Napa, but at $14.99, you're not really getting into the whole Napa conversation of, you know, where it's from for the most part. One thing to know is that this wine had a real cork. I keep my corks every year, and I almost never get a real cork. The only time I can guarantee getting a real cork is on a Portuguese wine, because that's where cork trees are grown in Portugal. And everything else is those composite wines or the composite corks or synthetic corks or who knows what they are corks. This wine had a real cork. It was branded specially selected and Napa Valley on it. So somebody used this cork particularly for this wine. But one thing, you know, I'm just doing a guess here, is that value price wine producers don't pretty much use real corks. You're not going to find them anywhere. They're going to find the cheaper corks. And only maybe a higher end producer would have a real cork. So it makes sense that someone in Napa Valley, we don't know who made it exactly. We know when the company's involved, but there could be several companies involved. They used real corks in their wine. And that tells you something about the wine. It tells you that it's how, you know, this might be from a slightly or totally upscale producer. Yeah, I just took another sip. It's a nice sipping wine. It's not, I recently did a Costco red blend that I think $11. And I did prefer that one to this one. That one was just juicier. If you like your wines juicy, if you like your wines sleek, this might be yours. It's all subjective. You know, one of the reasons we never grade the wine or do this or do that, you know, give it names, numbers, or, you know, points, is because, the people who actually do that for a living do good work and do a lot of work. I mean, it's not easy keeping all these wines in your head, and to have just some guy on a website do it is kind of like cheating. But my opinion is just my opinion. I mean, and your opinion is your opinion, and that's, I mean, what I'm here is to tell you what I think, and if you like the wines I like, then maybe you like more what I like, and if you don't like the wines I like, then you know to stay away from them. And that's all you can really ask for with these wines. You just gotta try them. Don't judge a wine before you try it. So that's, you know, that's the key word of today. While saying I like the other one better, this wine does grow on me. So this is at $14.99, this is a bargain wine. You want something that's a little bit of Napa, it's juicy and tasty, you know, this is it. I mean, this does fine. This is a good wine. So that's it for me, Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. This one is a little weird, because when it's Napa, I always expect one thing or another, and you know, just getting a good wine is sometimes all you need. And I like this wine. It's not my favorite of the world from Napa, but at $14.99, it shouldn't be, but it should be a good wine, and that it is. So yeah, adios from me, Domain Dave, CheapWineFighter.com. We've got more wines coming up. We go upscale. This is actually upscale, $14.99 for a Trader Joe, or not Trader Joe's, an Aldi wine. Is about as upscale as they get, until they get $19.99 for their champagne. If you find out it's due, go get it. It's well worth the money. So adios, keep it cheap. We got more wines coming in. We're going to maybe get to find a Halloween wine, a skull or something, just so you can put it on your table. And that's it for me. We'll have more and more wines, and I'll be talking to you like every 3 days. So check us, come back in a couple. Adios, bye-bye.